Hey there, this is Igor Orlitsky from Unilightme Project. My thoughts for today are around our unique way to create. When you are thinking to start doing something that you feel inside is something a part of you, maybe you feel that you should create some type of content, maybe you feel that you should pursue certain direction, but you just feel that, you maybe think about it, you feel frustrated that you do not start, and then you start to wonder why you are not doing that. It might be very dissatisfying feeling when you are not really pursuing the direction that you truly feel that you should be pursuing. And let's talk for a moment about it. Yeah, you will say to me, okay, I just need to feel motivated, right? Well, the question is what this motivation is. It's definitely one way to think about it that you are, you know, getting pumped up about something and just thinking, hey, I'm gonna just do it, and just feel drained after a while. For me, motivation is a mix of a few factors. It's a factor of self-discipline that you need to learn, but also the drive behind wanting to doing something and getting rid of certain internal barriers that are blocking you from doing that. And one of these barriers for me and for people that I know of is thinking that whatever we want to produce is not necessarily unique enough. Let me give you a couple of examples what I mean by that. So let's say you are deeply passionate about painting. You go to the art gallery and you watch these beautiful paintings and you think to yourself, all right, these are really good ones and I'm not able to produce that quality paintings. I still love to paint. But why to even bother starting if I will never get to that level? I will never produce the quality content like that. I will never, you know, be able to do that that is done on that picture. And you think, you basically judge the quality of your production comparing to the other results that you see. And you think that you are not good enough to even start. So you feel frustrated because internally your emotions, your feeling, your soul deeply wants to start, but you just don't, because you kind of, your ego is making you compare yourself and put your own value to be lower than it actually is and not start. This way, ego keeps a control over you. It's one of the ways. It kills your self-esteem. Let me give you another example. So maybe you go to the gym for the first few times. You are not looking like these guys who go there for years and are pumped and just look great. You compare yourself to them and you think, I will never get to that level. It doesn't, I'm not capable of doing that. So why even bother? I will just drop it completely. So you just drop it. You just, again, compare the result of what you are doing with what you are potentially capable of, what you think you are capable of versus the results that you see, and you drop the whole idea. And we get discouraged this way by doing something. Like, one last example I could give you is content creation. Like, I, for example, could go to Udemy and just check how many courses there are on acceptance on different spiritual topics and see that not of them have that much big impact. So why my content will produce higher value to people and so on. My ego could try to make me judge my way of work and compare it and not do it at all. I'm here to tell you a different, more enlightened or unilighted, as I like to call it, approach, which is to understand that the content is only half of it. And the other half is you. You are as important, you are more important than the content itself. How you are creating is more important than only what you are creating. So there are millions, maybe hundreds of thousands of love songs. Each of them is on the same topics, you know, heartbreaks, loss, pursuit of love, and so on. There are thousands and thousands of songs on very similar topics. And if someone, you know, the singer would say, hey, I'm done, I cannot create a song now because I want to sing about love, but there is no way I can produce unique content, therefore there is no need to even start. They're not thinking like that. Some of them are not even producing their own content. They are just singing. They're executing the skill in their own unique way and adding value to the whole art this way. And we should start to understand how we are adding the value to other people's lives by understanding that we are the unique part, and it's as important, if not more important, than the content itself. We are the ones that make the content unique. So, for example, you will, of course, go to the gym, and if you pursue with self-discipline, with self-drive, you will create, you will get in shape in your own unique way that will make you appreciate your body more. If you start painting in your own unique way, you might find a style and go to the people, address the people with your art that actually love your style. And it might not be Picasso style, it might not be, you know, the most famous painter that you know style, and that's okay because you have your own unique style and it's gonna address the group that it's supposed to address. If you feel that you have an urge to create something, from the universe perspective, there are people who are ready to receive it. You just need to put it out there and be consistent, have a drive, and just passionate about the process itself, not about the outcomes. You need to realize that even if the one person sees your art, appreciates it, and gets a good feeling from it, and you get enjoyment from the process of creation, it is a very successful path. And no matter what society tells you, that you need to, you know, get millions of dollars and people enjoying your art to feel successful, that's just not true. Your art in its own unique way, and by art, I understand not only paintings, but whatever things that you create, has its place and purpose in this universe, in this life. So just have the courage. Have the understanding that you are the important part. You are the missing puzzle that universe wants to bring to the table. So just pursue it. Be in the perseverance mode whenever you need to. And just pursue the dream because you have and you are the unique part behind it all. So that's the thing to cut. Cut over. So the way to think about it is that the singer who has created this song, some of them do not have content that's unique, and some of them also do not have that super good of a voice, but maybe they have a great external personality that they show on stage, that with comparing to, you know, some averages, maybe it's not super over the top quality voice, not super over the top quality dancing, they still have plenty of followers and can support themselves to live the way the life that they would like to live, just by pursuing the direction they want, because they have the courage and understanding that their unique part in this whole process is as important. This is the message that I'd like to give you today, that you contemplate more your unique part of it. And whatever your ego says to you, that this is not true, that you are just average, that you don't have the skills. Listen, you need to stop the negative patterns, thought patterns inside of your head stop for a moment, get back to the place of understanding that you are the unique being, and allow yourself to pursue the dream, pursue the direction that you want to move into. Working on that voice is a completely different topic that we could definitely, I could talk for hours how we could understand it and how we could work on it. But the very basic technique is to make yourself aware that you are thinking certain type of thoughts and stop. Stop thinking them. You don't even switch to positive. Just stop thinking these negative thoughts. Let them burn out. If you just make yourself aware and instead of engaging in your head with them, just let them slowly burn out. And once you do that, once you go through this process over and over and over and over again, and you break the negative thought patterns enough, your head will start to be clear and state of being will start to be clean. And you soon will awaken to the power that is within you. And that will allow you also to incorporate the concept of being the unique being that you are and just live. Live the life that you were supposed to be living. With that thought, I leave you for now. Have a great week ahead and cheers. Thank you for listening.